built on it. So as it's in private ownership, as it's developed, it would develop as the zoning would allow, but the designation would allow it to have design review. So I'd be glad to try to answer any questions. Craig, I don't know if I've left anything out.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, I would just add that this is a resolution that would initiate a process. And as I think you're probably aware, if you were to pass this resolution, it would go to the Board of Architectural Review for their review and recommendation. It would then go to the City Planning Commission for a joint public hearing with City Council and a recommendation to Council, and then it would come back to Council for a final decision on whether this zoning historic preservation overlay district was applied to these individual properties. It just to fill in a little bit on the procedural background, the zoning administrator did make a decision that only the parcel with the historic house, and I think that's about 9/10 of an acre, is currently protected under our historic preservation ordinance as it was adopted in 2003. There were certain residents of Woolen Mills that challenged that before the Board of Zoning Appeals unsuccessfully. They subsequently filed a lawsuit against the city in City Circuit Court, which was also dismissed before trial. So now I think that's how it's led up to being before you. And I'll just echo what Mr. Tolbert said. I don't think we have traditionally designated individual vacant properties for protection under our design control ordinance. There is enabling legislation to do that, and it's called historic areas. And basically, it has to be a site where some historic event occurred or that has some type of perhaps archaeological value that warrants the preservation or the designation. Typically, how vacant properties have come within the scope of our design control ordinance is when they're part of a design district, as Mr. Tolbert has alluded to. Vacant property that is located downtown and within the downtown design control district would be subject to the ordinance because it is within that designated district. It has not traditionally been individually designated in the city. Now, I don't know what the specific request made here was. I will note that when we were in court, the request was to have all the outlying parcels designated as protected under the historic design control ordinance. And that included the vacant property, which Mr. Tolbert has referred to, as well as the developed property, which I think now includes the Woolen Mills self-storage. That was the request that was presented to the court. It was a little bit broader than just the vacant property.
Mr. Mayor, two comments. First, I tried to work with Mr. Tolbert to figure out what the property in question was. I don't think we still have figured that out. And I have a map. If you are going to do a resolution, we need to have a actual property boundary or something to say what we are trying to talk about. Secondly, I want to publicly acknowledge that I was here when this thing happened. I signed the subdivision plan myself, so I know that things have happened, and so I just want to publicly acknowledge that. So if there's any conflict, I didn't make any money out of it, just except that I don't have legal conflict of interest, but I do want to acknowledge publicly that I did sign the subdivision plan. I was the one who was planning director when the subdivision, special permit was issued. So those part of history, and I'm aware of that.
So can you shed light then on this issue of whether or not the historic status should have stayed with the entire, with all of the parcels?
Well, at that time, there was only one parcel after it was subdivided because it had a different number to the parcel number. So it was, if you look in the planning records, it's very clear what was zoned, what received special permit. What was the problem was the tax records, which showed they never changed the tax records. So if you go to the history of